with Mark.
So good morning, it's good to see everyone. Thank you for coming. The Yom Tov of Shavuos, of course, is coming up this Sunday, Monday. And I wanted to discuss the institution of Yom Tov Sheni, Shogolios, the second day of Yom Tov. And if we, I think if we understand this institution, the nature of Yom Tov Sheni, might shed light on what is the anomaly, what is somewhat of a unique situation, and that is Yom Tov Sheni of Shavuos. So the institution of Yom Tov Sheni Shogolios has its roots in the Gemara Maseches Bei over here, and the Avdal Mabez, but the Gemara says that initially they used to be Makadish the Chodesh, declare Rosh Chodesh al Pi Ariyah. Two witnesses would witness the new moon. They would come and testify to that in Yerushalayim. They would declare it as Rosh Chodesh, and then they would publicize the fact that Rosh Chodesh had been declared by sending out a system of shluchim, of messengers, throughout Eretz Yisrael and to Chutz Laaretz as well. However, Yom Tov was on the 15th of the month, both during the month of Tishrei and the month of Nisan, and sometimes the shluchim, or every time, the shluchim were only able to get so far by the 15th. So there were certain neighborhoods or areas they were able to get to by the 15th of the month, and then there were certain places they were unable to get to on the 15th of the month. So in those places where they were able to get to, so they kept one day of Yom Tov. But in those places that they were unable to reach by the 15th of the month, they had to keep 2 days of Yom Tov out of a suffix. Again, Yom Tov, Rosh Chodesh can only be one of 2 days. We only have either 29-day months or 30-day months. But since they didn't know which day it was going to be, they had to keep 2 days Yom Tov because of a genuine sfeika of the Yoyma. They weren't sure which day was Rosh Chodesh and therefore which day was Yom Tov. And in those times that they were Makadish the Chodesh al Pi Ariyah, and there was a genuine sfeika of the Yoyma, so the Gemara says, no the bezeh muteres bezeh. If you have an egg that's born on the first day of Yom Tov, the egg was mutter on the second day of Yom Tov. That means, and normally, if you have, let's say, an egg that's born on Shabbos, so the egg is prohibited, meaning it's muktza, throughout the rest of the duration of the day. Since it didn't exist, Erev Shabbos, Bein HaShemach, so Shabbos came in, it was muktza, therefore, it was noilad, something that didn't exist, Erev Shabbos, Bein HaShemach, and therefore, it's considered muktza throughout the rest of the day. All of Hilchos muktza are determined by the item status, Erev Shabbos, Bein HaShemach. So since this item didn't exist, it was prohibited and considered muktzah throughout the rest of Shabbos. What about if it's born on the first day Yom Tov? So the Gemara says, no the bazeh, muteres bazeh. Either way, one day is Yom Tov, one day is not. So if it's born the first day Yom Tov, it's also for the duration of that day. For the next day, it would be permitted, because in Mimon of Shach, both days cannot be Yom Tov. One day was Yom Tov, one day is not. Either way, the egg should be allowed. So the Gemara says, this was only at the time that there were Makadish to Chodesh, what should be nowadays that we do not declare the new moon based on the testimony of two witnesses? Nowadays we establish Rosh Chodesh based on a fixed calendar. When that was switched is somewhat of a historical debate. When did they stop being Mekadesh to Chodesh Al Pi Ra'iyah and they moved to the fixed calendar? Whenever they moved to the fixed calendar, the Gemara says, do we have to continue with the practice of keeping 2 days Yom Tov? So they sent that Shiloh to Eretz Yisrael. Says the Gemara on the last line, Shochum Itam, and they sent back, Hizaru b'minig of Aseichem b'yadeichem, that you should keep that minig of your fathers, you should preserve that minig and always continue to have 2 days of Yom Tov. Zimnin the Gazu Sham, the Vasila Kalkule. There might be a Gzeres Hashmad, which will prohibit us from learning, from practicing religion. We'll forget the Seid Ha'ibo, we'll forget the fixed calendar, and we won't know which day we'll have to revert back to be Makadish HaChodesh al-Pi Ariyah based on two witnesses who saw the new moon. We won't be able to do that. People won't be used to it, and therefore you should continue to preserve the minig of keeping 2 days of Yom Tov. What's the halacha now that we have 2 days of Yom Tov because of Hizaru b'minig av Aseichem b'yadeichem? We know which day is Yom Tov because we have a fixed calendar when Rosh Chodesh is. We know which day is Yom Tov, but we keep 2 days of Yom Tov because Hizaru b'minig av Aseichem b'yadeichem. To be careful with that minig that we had of having 2 days of Yom Tov from when the time of the Makadish al Pi Ariyah. What's the status now of the Beitza Shanol the Bazeh? Is it Muteres Bazeh, the egg that's born on the first day of Yom Tov? Is that permitted on the second day of Yom Tov? So that we paskin like Rav, that even in that situation, Nol the Bazeh is Muteres Bazeh. Even though we don't have a genuine Sveik of the Yoyma, we really do know which day is Yom Tov. Nonetheless, the Beya, which is Nol, the Beitza, which is Nol, that the first day is Muter, on the second day, we treat it like a suffik Yom Tov. That seems to be the implication of the Gemara, is that we treat Yom Tov Sheni nowadays like a suffik Yom Tov. That seems to be the premise of the Gemara Maseches Be'ah as well, and Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, where the Gemara tells us, it doesn't relate to this year's situation, that if Yom Tov falls out on Thursday, Friday, Or if it falls out on even on Friday Shabbos, you have to make an Erev Tavshilin before Yom Tov, which allows you to prepare from Yom Tov to Shabbos. So the Gemara, you have to prepare the Erev Tavshilin before Yom Tov. Let's say you forgot to prepare the Erev Tavshilin before Yom Tov, and it's Thursday, Friday is Yom Tov, and then Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "Meiniach adam erev tavshilin b'yom tov l'chavero umas." Now you can make a conditional stipulation on the first day of Yom Tov and say, "If today is Yom Tov, then I don't need an erev tavshilin because Friday is chol, and I can prepare on Friday to Shabbos without an erev tavshilin. If today is chol and Friday is Yom Tov, then I want this to serve as my erev tavshilin that I forgot to do it on Wednesday. I want this to serve as my erev tavshilin for tomorrow." So you can make that kind of conditional stipulation in order to enact an Erev Tavshilin on the first day of Yom Tov. We're familiar with this halacha. It appears in Shulchan Aruch. This is what you do if you forget to make an Erev Tavshilin before Yom Tov. Why do we do this? So we presume, it sounds like even though nowadays we don't have a genuine Sfeik of the Yoyma, we treat Yom Tov like it's a Suffolk Yom Tov. The problem is the Rambam does not paskin that way. The Rambam rejects that Gemara Masechtas Be'ah nowadays. The Rambam says that was only true. Whereas this Ois Dalin, that was only true at the time that they were Makadish HaChadish Al Pia Re'iya. About Hayoim, Ois Dalin, about Hayoim, Shebnei Yisrael Soim Kanal HaChezron, Makadish HaLov. Nowadays, that we have a fixed calendar, and that's what we declare Rosh Chodesh based on that. Ein Yom Tov Sheni, who is Talgman HaSafik. Yom Tov Sheni is not a Safik Yom Tov at all. Ela Minug Bilvad, it's a Minug. Ulofikach Ani Oimer She'ein Ma'arev Odom U'masne Bizman Azeh Loi Erev Tavshilin. You cannot do this conditional stipulation anymore because it's not a Suffolk Yom Tov, it's a Vada Yom Tov. Therefore, you can't make this kind of condition. So it sounds like the Rambam understands nowadays we're Makadish HaChodesh Al Pi HaRe'iya, it's not a Suffolk Yom Tov at all. The problem is, and that's why you can't make this conditional stipulation the first day of Yom Tov for the Erev Tavshilin. The problem is that the Rambam over here, Ois Gimel, quotes the Gemara Masechtas Be'ah that an egg that's born on the first day of Yom Tov is Mutar on the second day of Yom Tov. The only reason that should be the case is if Yom Tov Sheni continues to be a Suffolk. Even though we don't have a Sfeik of the Yoyma, it continues to be a Suffolk. That's why the Beis HaShanolda Bezeh is Muteres Bezeh. So if the Rambam feels in Ois Gimel, with regards to the Beis HaShanolda, that it's a Suffolk Yom Tov, and that's why the Beis HaShanolda Bezeh is Muteres Bezeh, why does he reject us making a conditional stipulation on the first day of Yom Tov in order to make an Erev Tavshilin? It's a problem within the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch is consistent. Shulchan Aruch treats it like a Suffolk Yom Tov, both with regards to the Beis HaShanolda and with regards to the conditional stipulation of the Erev Tavshilin. But the Rambam seems to split the psak. What is the understanding of the Rambam? So Reb Chaim explains in his Sefer on the Rambam the following. Reb Chaim explains that the Rambam understood that there's a distinction between the two cases. That when it comes to the Beis let's start with the Erev Tavshilin. When it comes to the Erev Tavshilin, the Rambam feels nowadays we don't have a genuine Sfeik of the Yoyma. We know when Yom Tov is, and therefore you can no longer make a conditional stipulation. But that's only, says Reb Chaim, when you're evaluating each day of Yom Tov independently. I say, is today a Suffolk Yom Tov? No. It's a Vada Yom Tov. We know when Yom Tov is. Yom Tov is today. You can't make a conditional stipulation today. Today is Yom Tov. There's no Suffolk anymore. We don't have a Sveik of the Yoyma. But that's only when you evaluate each day independently. The Rambam in Ois Gimel, when he's discussing the Beis HaShanolda Bezeh, we're not evaluating each day independently. Now we're viewing them as a group. Are both days Yom Tov? No, both days are not Yom Tov. Both days can't be Yom Tov. So therefore, says the Rambam, Beis HaShanolda Bezeh is Muteres Bezeh, because you're evaluating both days together as a group. Both days can't be Yom Tov. But when you're evaluating each day independently, it's not a Suffolk Yom Tov. We know when Yom Tov is. We don't have anymore a Sveik of the Yoyma. So that's how Reb Chaim explains the distinction in the Rambam. But what I think you see from Reb Chaim's explanation in the Rambam is a fundamental difference of understanding of what Yom Tov Sheni is all about. The Rambam understands that Yom Tov Sheni is a minhag to preserve that which was the case at the time that they were Makadesh HaChodesh Al Pi HaRe'iya, to continue to function like they did, even though we don't have a Sveik of the Yoyma. We know when Yom Tov is. That's why you can't make this conditional stipulation. Nonetheless, Hizaru b'minig of Eisechem Yadecha means preserve that or continue to function like they did in the times when they did have a genuine Sveik of the Yoyma. However, the Ravid, who disagrees with the Rambam over there, Ois Dalin, and that's how we paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, we seem to paskin that no, we and the Ravid seems to understand that this was a new takana. He's over minig of seichem yadeichem was not just, even though you don't have a genuine sveik of the yoma, continue to preserve that which was the case when they did have a sveik of the yoma. The Ravid understands, no, and this is how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, that Yom Tov Sheni was a new takana, that conduct yourselves as if you have a sveik of the yoma. And therefore, you can make a conditional stipulation on your Erev Tavshilin, and Beis HaShanol Bazeh is Muteres Bazeh, because Hizar B'minig of Eitzeichem B'Yadeichem is not continue to preserve that which existed in the case at the time that they had a Sveik of the Yama, but you really don't. The Takan of Yom Tov Sheni was, conduct yourselves as if you have a legitimate Sveik of the Yama. That's why there's a difference in the way the Rishonim formulate their description of Yom Tov Sheni. The Gemara says in Masechtas Sukkah, with regards to taking a Rava all 7 days in the Beis HaMikdash, during Sukkot they used to take the walk around the Mizbeach with a Ravas every day of Sukkot. So the Gemara has a sub, doesn't appear in a Pasuk anywhere to do that. This was a Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, or that's what the Gemara is debating. Where did this come from? So the Gemara has a Suffolk, and Daf Mem Dalet, was that a Takanas Nevi'im, a real Halacha L'Moshe Misinai, or Minag Nevi'im, a Yisoid Nevi'im, or Minag Nevi'im? What's the difference if it's a minhag to walk around the Mizbeach every day with the Aravis? Or is that a legitimate Yisoid Nevi'im or Takanas Nevi'im? So Rashi explains the difference is, will you make a bracha? If it's a real Halakha L'Moshe Misina, you make a bracha. If it's a minhag, no bracha. There's no bracha on a minhag. That's what the Gemara says. So Taisus says, what are you talking about? We find a bracha on minhagim. Taisus, all the Rishonim ask. We'll skip that example. But Taisus asks, what about Yom Tov Sheni Shagolius? Yom Tov Sheni of goats, we're all going to make Kiddush. And most of us will make Kiddush, if you're here. Most of us will make Kiddush. Second day Yom Tov. Even though the Gemara describes it as a minig. He zaru bin minig avaseichem biyadeichem. So Taisus says, don't you see a bracha on a minig? So the Ran there disagrees. And the Ran says, don't be so literal. Yes, the Gemara said, Hizaru ben minig avaseichem biyadeichem, but it's not a minig. Haloi sham ikar takanahi. That is a new institution. Damin and shalchem itam, Hizaru ben minig avaseichem biyadeichem, etc. Damashma shetakana kavua amrukan. This was a new establishment of Yom Tov Sheni. Not just a minig. However, the Rambam numerous times refers to Yom Tov Sheni as a minig. Over here, Ois Vav, the Rambam writes, Zeh Shanu Ois in Bechutz La'aretz Kol Yom Tov Me'elu Shnei Yom Minhag Hu. And the Rambam in Ois Dalet also called it a minhag. The Rambam seems to call it a minhag. So I believe that that's because, that's reflecting the understanding of the Rambam, the Yom Tov Sheni nowadays is to preserve that which took place in the time that there were Makadish Tachadish Al-Pi'ar-I'ah. Even though we don't have a Sveik of the Yoma, and Yom Tov Sheni, the Kadav Yom Tov Sheni doesn't ask us to have a Sveik of the Yoma, it just is to preserve that which took place at the time that there were Makadish HaChadish Al-Pi'ar-I'ah and they did have a Sveik of the Yama. The Ran understands this is a new takana. It's not just a minute to preserve that which took place. This is a takana. Conduct yourselves as if you have a Sveik of the Yama, even though you don't. And that's the understanding of the Ravid, and that's why the Shulchan Aruch also paskins, you can make a conditional stipulation on your Erev Tavshilin, because we treat each day like it's a Sveik of the Yama. That's what the takana of Yom Tov Sheni is asking us to do. But according to the Rambam, the Takana of Yom Tov Sheni is not asking us to treat it like it's a Sveik of the Yom. It's not a new Takana. It's saying preserve that which took place, the Minhag, at the time that there were Makadish to Chodesh Al-Pi Ari'iyah, even though we don't have a genuine Sveik of the Yom anymore. This, I believe, could be reflected as well in the different perspectives within the Rishonim of who's included in the Takana of Yom Tov Sheni. Who has to keep 2 days? So the Ritva writes that at the time of the Makadish HaChadosh Al-Pi HaRe'iyah, the Shluchim would go out, and they would reach certain areas by the 15th of the month. But there were probably areas, remote areas of Eretz Yisrael, where they weren't able to get to by the 15th of the month. And there were probably closer areas of Chutz La'aretz where they were able to get to. So which areas are included in the Takana of Yom Tov Sheni? Which have to keep 2 days, and which can keep 1 day, like where the place where the Shluchim got to? So the Ritva writes, we go based on Roiv. Yesh lanu lelech, over here in the second line, achar haroiv, uvechutz la'aretz ruba hayo oisin beiz yamim. In chutz la'aretz, roiv did 2 days. So all of chutz la'aretz is 2 days. Be'aretz Yisrael, be'roiv Eretz Yisrael, in most of the place of Eretz Yisrael, oisin yom echad, they used to make 1 day. So all of Eretz Yisrael, therefore, is only 1 day. The Rambam disagrees. And the Rambam over here, ois ches, writes, bizman hazeh, saying from Sanhedrin, Oisin Kaminig Abisan should be Adayim Im Yoim Echod, Yoim Echod, Vimshnei yomim, shnei yomim. If the shluchim got there, it's one day and continues to be one day. And if the shluchim did not get there, then it's 2 days. So Shari Tshuva quotes from the Marit that they used to keep two. There was a practice to keep 2 days in Tzvas because they presumed that there is no way that the shluchim got to Tzvas by the 15th of the month. Even though that's based on the opinion of the Rambam, even though it's within Eretz Yisrael. There's a further machlekes between the Brisker Rav and the Chazon Ish about what about neighborhoods that are in close proximity to Yerushalayim or even in Yerushalayim, but they weren't settled at the time that they were Makadish Achadish Al Pi HaRe'iyah. So there's no, you can't say, well, what was the minig then? There was no minig then. It didn't exist. So this is probably more of a Hashkafic machlekes, but the Brisker Rav understands if there was no minig, so the default is 2 days. So Brisker Rav in his neighborhood of Yerushalayim used to keep 2 days because the neighborhood he felt wasn't settled at the time that there were Makadish and Chaydash al Pi HaRe'iyah, therefore there was no minig, and like the Rambam said, if there was no minig of 1 day, you have to keep 2 days. So if he might have put on two without a bracha, l'chumra, there are those who do that. No, but refrain from Yisam Alocha, the Raisa. Without a bracha.
Because,
for example, 95% more of the Kodesh is always possible. Therefore, you know. Rosh Hashanah. Okay, we're over here. And the Chazanish, once the Chazanish disagreed, and the Chazanish's opinion was no, if it wasn't settled, why do you assume the default is 2 days? The default should be 1 day if it wasn't settled at that time. Or at least, perhaps, the Chazanish feels if the Shluchim would have gotten there, if it would have existed. It would have been 1 day. So that's why many have the minig, even within the Rambam, it's debatable what about the neighborhoods close to Yerushalayim. But there were those tzaddikim who were always machmir and the newer neighbors of Yerushalayim to refrain from doing malacha deraisa in deference to the opinion of the Rambam. I can't tell you that. I don't know. I have to. Is it too many jokes now? I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
What does the Rambam do with the Gemara that says no
bracha for minhagim? There's the whole risk about that. How does the Rambam get out of this? He distinguishes between two types of minhagim. There's some types of minhagim that are more substantial and do warrant the bracha, other types of minhagim not. It's a complicated distinction. It's a problem, though. What do these two positions represent? I believe they represent different perspectives on what Yom Tov Sheni is. The Rambam's opinion was Yom Tov Sheni is asking us to preserve the minhag that took place in those days. So in those days, they wherever the shluchim got to kept 2 days. Wherever kept 1 day. Wherever the shluchim did not get to kept 2 days. That's what Yom Tov Sheni is. You don't have a svek of the yoma, but preserve the minig that took place in those days when they were makadish achedish al pi HaRe'iyah. The Ritva is going along the same line of understanding as the Ran and as the Ravid. They know Yom Tov Sheni was a new takana of to treat Yom Tov Sheni as if you have a genuine svek of the yoma. So if you're making a new takana, then we can understand. You go based on Rav. Rav Chutz La'aretz, the Shluchim didn't get to. You people have a Sveik of the Yoyma. Rav Eretz Yisrael, the Shluchim did get to. You do not have a Sveik of the Yoyma, and it's 1 day, because it's a Yom Tov Sheni, it's a new takana. How do we paskin? It doesn't appear in the Shulchan Aruch. So Rav Yechiel Michal Targachinsky writes, and he was a Paisek, a contemporary of the Brisker Rav, the Chazon Ish, or Tzvi Pesach Frank, has a major Paisek on Inyanei Eretz Yisrael. He's also famous from the Dateline discussion. So Rav Targachinsky sent this Shiloh around to the Gedolim in Eretz Yisrael, and he, according to what he collected, the consensus of the Paiskim was to Paskin like the Ritva, which of course is the Minig Ha'olam, that in Eretz Yisrael they keep 1 day, and in Chutz La'aretz everyone keeps 2 days. Yeah.
They discuss Smira, like if you're actually supposed to conduct yourself as a
So why no? See, the Baal HaMor asked that kasha. Why no? Why don't we have a svek of the Yom by Sphira? It's a good question.
There's no Sphira if there's a
Sophic. There's no Sphira if there's a Sophic. Counting all the different. Yes, a major discussion. This also, I believe, could be the basis, perhaps, of the Machlekes HaPaiskin that we're familiar with about a person who travels from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael as a mind to return. How many days of Yom Tov does he have to keep? So the Gemara tells us in Masechtas Pesachim, at the beginning of Perek Mokom Shenogu, in the context of a minog that existed in those times, of not doing that existed in certain places, not in other locations, of not doing a malacha on Erev Pesach after before Chatzos Hayom. After Chatzos Hayom is a real halacha. You're not allowed to do malacha on Erev Pesach that exists nowadays. But what about before Chatzos Hayom was two minhagim? So what the Gemara discusses is a person who travels from one place to another place which has a different minig. So the Gemara says he has to keep nice and alav chumrei makom she yatsim isham v'chut chumrei makom shalach l'sham. He has to keep the chumras of his place. If he, by him they didn't do malacha on Erev Pesach before Chatzayis, he has to keep his own minhag. And even if his minhag of his place was to do malacha, he's going to complain that they don't do malacha. He has to keep the chumras of the makom shehalach l'sham. Why? In order not to create a disturbance, not to create machlokes. He's going to come and do malacha, and they don't do malacha. He's going to create machlokes. So al yishana odem ibnei machlokes. He has to keep his minhag, and he has to keep the minhag of the place he's going to, so as not to cause a disturbance. This is only if he doesn't have a mind to return home. If he has a mind to return home, I'm sorry, this is only if he has a mind to return home. If he has a mind to move to that place, then he adopts the minhagim of that place immediately when he arrives. But if he has a mind to return home, he gets the chumras of the makom sheyatzim misham and the chumras of the makom shehalach l'sham. So the Gemara applies this discussion as well to a person who's in Eretz Yisrael, or of Safra's case. He was in Eretz Yisrael, and there they knew which day was Rosh Chodesh, which day was Yom Tov, and he traveled to Chutz-Lars where they didn't know. Good kasha, if he traveled, how come the Shulchan couldn't get there? All kashas on the Gemara. But he traveled, he knew which day was Yom Tov, maybe he knew Seid HaYibor, no one else knew. Different possibilities in Rishayim. But he traveled, and he knew which day was Yom Tov. There were Makadosh HaChodesh Al Pi HaRei'i in those days. He traveled from a place where they knew which day was Yom Tov to a place where they did not know, to Chutz-Lars. So Gemara says, and as well in that scenario, he had to accept the chumras of the Malkum Shiyatsa Misham, which here there aren't any, because he knew which day was Yom Tov, but he had to adopt the chumras of the Malkum Shehalach L'sham. He had to keep 2 days Yom Tov so as not to cause a machlokes. That's what the Gemara says. What about nowadays? That's when there were Makadosh HaChodesh Al Pi HaRei'iyah. What about nowadays that we have a fixed calendar, and a person wants to travel from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael? Does he have to keep 2 days Yom Tov for only one? So the Beis Yosef in his Truvas in the Afkas Reichel writes that it should be the same rule as the Gemara Masechtas Pesachim. You have to keep the Chumras of the Malkum Shehalach Misham. You have to keep your Minig. If your Minig was to keep 2 days, you have to keep 2 days, even though you're going to Eretz Yisrael, where the Minig is not to keep 2 days. You have to keep the Chumras of the Malkum Shehalach Misham and the Chumras of the Malkum Shehalach Misham. Place where you left from and the place where you're going to. He even writes that the minig was that those people who arrived from Chutz Laaretz before Yom Tov, he said it was a very common thing. V'loy oid, on the second line of the underline, v'loy oid, el shem kabsin minyan mibnei Chutz Laaretz ha'olim l'regum espalon tefillah, they make their own minyan. So yes, well, that's going to create machlekes, ain't machlekes g'day l'mizu, if they're going to create their own minyan. So he says, no, the dover zenase, right after the underline da, the dover zenase, we make heather, if they g'day l'olim, v'lo pikpiko adam, v'dover zenase olim. No one ever made an issue about this. Why? Why didn't they make an issue about this? So I believe what the Beis Yosef is telling us is a yesider of Sternbach has with regards to putting on tefillin nowadays, chalamoid. We know that there's two menhagim about putting on tefillin in chalamoid, some do, some don't. And really, you shouldn't have two people functioning with two different menhagim in the same minyan. That's why in certain places they'll ask you daven in the Ezra's Nashim if you're not following their minyan. But in most of our shuls, we don't do that. We got people put on tefillin, not put on tefillin in the same place. Why? So Sternbach asks, why? What happened to the pasuk of Loises Goydidu, Loisasu, Agudas, Agudas? So Sternbach says, our minyan nowadays is we don't have a minyan. That's our minyan. Our minyan is we're open to both menhagim. That's what they say.
Agnostic.
I wouldn't say that, but okay. The minig is we don't have a minig. There's a machlekes. What do you do? Rosh Chodesh Av, Shabbos Avachim, Rosh Chodesh Av. Do you say Avarachim or you don't say Avarachim? There's two minhagim. So there was a story goes, a joke. A new rav is starting in a shul, and it's Shabbos Avachim, Rosh Chodesh Av. That's the new first Shabbos. So people come and start asking him, what are we doing to do? Avarachim? No Avarachim? Yes Avarachim. So he says, well, what was the minig here last year? What did you do last year? So he said, we fought last year. So he said, okay, so the minig is you fight. So fight it out amongst the two of you. Let me know what you decide. So over here, the minig is, we don't have a minig. We're open to it. The minig is, the B'nai Chutz Laaretz make a minion, and it doesn't cause machlokes. That was the opinion of the Beis Yosef. However, the Chacham Tzvi disagrees. And the Chacham Tzvi writes over here, no, he says, 1 minute, let's say I traveled from Chutz Laaretz to Eretz Yisrael. By the way, if you have a mind to stay, the minute that you have a mind to stay, of course, if you arrive Erev Yom Tov on the boat, on the plane, and you have a mind to stay, it's only 1 day Yom Tov. Or some hold, if you've been there for a year, the Aruch HaShulchan says, you've been there for a year, so then you're already a permanent resident. Most disagree with that, Aruch HaShulchan. But some hold, you've been there for a year, they quote in the name of one of the Gerei Rebbes, the Pnei Menachem, that if you buy a house, real estate in Eretz Yisrael, you're a permanent resident, even though you have a mind to go back, but you own property there, only 1 day. So they consider those a permanent residence. Many disagree with all of those tzagim. But the Chacham Tzvi disagreed. He said, even if you have a mind to go home, even if you have a mind to go home, only one day. He said, let's say you would have come at the time of Makadish HaChadish Al Piriyah. You would have come to Eretz Yisrael a week before Yom Tov. You would have known which day is Rosh Chodesh, which day is Yom Tov. You would have only kept one day. She says, the fact that you travel now as well should be no worse or no different than at the time that were Kadesh or Kadesh al Piriyah. But that was the argument of the Chacham Tzvi, which we understand based on what the Rambam taught us about what Yom Tov Sheni is about. Yom Tov Sheni said the Rambam is preserve what took place in the time of Kadesh or Kadesh al Piriyah. So if in the time of Makadish HaKadosh Al Piriyah, even though we don't have a Sveik of the Yoma, we continue to do as if we had, but we don't. So, but then, if you arrive at Eretz Yisrael, and you would have known which day is Yom Tov, only one day Yom Tov. That's the argument of the Chacham Tzvi. His own son, the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in the Sheilas Yaivitz, his own son turns on him, and his own son argues in the Sheilas Yaivitz, it's not here, but at the Sheilas Yaivitz argues, says, what do you mean what would have been in the time of Makadish HaKadosh Al Piriyah? Yom Tov Sheni is a new Takana. It's a new takana to act as if you have a sveik of the yoma, if you live in Chutz Laaretz. So just because you arrived in Eretz Yisrael doesn't mean you don't have a sveik of the yoma. You have a takana and you are having a sveik of the yoma. So it would have been at the time that Makadosh HaKadosh Al Piriyah is irrelevant. And this seems to be revolve around the same issue. What is the nature of Yom Tov Sheni Shogos? Is it a new takana that we have to conduct ourselves if we have a sveik of the yoma? In which case, you arrive in Eretz Yisrael, you have a takana and you to have to treat it like a sveik of the yoma, you have to keep 2 days. Or maybe no, it's just to preserve what took place at the time of the Makadosh HaKadosh Al Piriyah. How do we paskin the Chacham Tzvi and the Beis Yosef? Everyone knows better than I do. The Roiv HaPoiskin paskin like the Afkas Reichel, like the Beis Yosef, or Moshe, or Shlomo Zalman, paskin like the Afkas Reichel. However, there are those, they say in the name of Reb Chaim, he used to paskin like the Chacham Tzvi, Reb Kook used to paskin like the Chacham Tzvi, that anybody who comes to Eretz Yisrael, B'nai Chutz Laaretz only have to keep one day. In the Sefer Yom Tov Sheni Kilchasa, which was printed by, I think, the Rosh Kolo from the Dallas Kolo, a whole book just on Yom Tov Sheni, he has a fantastic ha'ara. He says that he asked many original shilas to Rav Moshe, to Shlomo Zalman, and he did a lot of research on Yom Tov Sheni. So he said he noticed a trend within the Paiskim, that the Paiskim from Eretz Yisrael, Shlomo Zalman, were much more open to the Chacham Tzvi. Which is not surprising. They're from Eretz Yisrael. They feel everyone should really, everyone. We all feel that everyone should be there. But they, more inclined and more sympathetic to the argument of the Chacham Tzvi of only keeping one day. Where you notice that from American Paiskim, like Rav Moshe, they're more inclined to Paiskim that you should keep 2 days. So he says, let's say this was he noticed on the Shiloh. He asked both Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Moshe. Let's say a person comes to Eretz Yisrael and they don't know if they're going to end up staying or not. They're not big planners. They came to Eretz Yisrael. They're here learning now. They don't know. If it works out, they'll stay. If it doesn't work out, then they'll go home. So what should they do in the interim? 1 day or 2 days? So Moshe said, 2 days. Unless you know that you're staying, it's 2 days. And Shlomo Zalman said, no, if you have a suffix, if you might stay. So it's only 1 day. Rabbi Avadia writes in a tshuva that a kid who comes to learn in yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael only keeps 1 day. That's because in those days, the person that he's quoting from, in those days, it was a big trip to go to Eretz Yisrael. So if it worked out for you, you found the shidduch, maybe you found the parnasa, you would stay. Nowadays, very rarely have a bachur. We send many, many bachurim every year to learn in Eretz Yisrael for the year, or for 2 years, or for 3 years. Most of them, even if they're going to go back, they come home in between. So I don't know if Rabbi Avadia's metzius corresponds to what our reality is, but that trend does exist. So that's why you'll have different positions within the paiskim. It depends how sympathetic you are to the Chacham Tzvi. He quotes there as well from Shlomo Zalman that if a person is there for all three yomim tovim, so then he says, well, you mamish have no sveik of the yomim. The takan of Yom Tov Sheni never applies to you. So he says, then he thinks you could paskin like the Chacham Tzvi. That was Shlomo Zalman. He said, if one day one time Yom Tov you're here, and one time Yom Tov, you're not here. So let's say you're here Shavuos, but you're not there Pesach Sukkah. You're in Eretz Yisrael Pesach Sukkah. So the Yom Tov Sheni Takana applies to you on Shavuos. But if you're not here Shavuos, you're not here any of the Yomim Tovim. You're all in Eretz Yisrael. So Shlomo Zalman held that you could only keep 1 day. Rav Moshe disagreed with that, but it's probably because of this difference in how sympathetic you are.
Why isn't it something that rests on Tzvon? People seem like very willing to just not be concerned about the
tefillin
aspects of it.
Me, Bimachmer. So Shmuel Salant had a pshara. He, in Eretz Yisrael, for those B'nai Chutz Laaretz who came, he told them keep what they call nowadays a day and a half. It's a big misnomer. What a day and a half means is 2 days Isa Malacha, 1 day Mitzvah Sayon. First day, make Kiddush. Second day, where it's a suffix, whether 2 days or 1 day. So the second day, he said, hell, not to make Kiddush or the other Mitzvah Sayon, but he refrained from doing Malacha a second day. So some have taken on, instead of a day and a half, some have two and a half. That Bnei Chutz La'aretz have 2 days Kedushas Hayom, they make a Kiddush, they daven, everything 2 days, Yisum Halacha 2 days, but they put on tefillin without a bracha on the second day. To be Kleishish for the opinion of the Chacham
Tzvi. It's also just like less of a issue than...
I hear the argument why. Depends how open you want to be to the Chacham Tzvi. Do you consider the Chacham Tzvi a real possibility or not? This, I believe, is also at the heart of the issue of Machlekes. It's a common Shaila. Machlekes in the Shari Tshuva over here. Can I ask a Ben Chutz La'aretz, who's in Eretz Yisrael, is keeping 2 days, can I ask a Ben Eretz Yisrael to do Malacha for me? Can I ask him to drive me to the Kaisel, because I could daven over there, but I don't think they have a Chutz La'aretz meaning by the Kaisel. But, you know, can I ask him to take me to the Kaisel in your car? You're going, I'll hitch a ride. Can I ask him to drive for me, or turn on lights for me, or things like that? So it's two opinions here in the Shari Tshuva. Ramesh and Shlomo Zalman held Lechumra. There are those who hold the kula, but Ramesh and Shlomo Zalman is quoted in the Sefer Yom Tov Sheni Kilchasa, held the chumra. They cannot, Ben Chutz La'aretz, who's keeping 2 days, cannot ask a Ben Eretz Yisrael to do malacha for him. But Ramesh and Shlomo Zalman both asked, what's the difference between that case and the following sif in Shulchan Aruch? It says in Shulchan Aruch, is no gea lemaisa, yesh, I'm a misha kibo of Shabbos kaidim chashech, a person accepts early Shabbos. I accept early Shabbos. I forgot to switch the lights on or off or something in my house. I can ask my neighbor who did not accept Shabbos yet to do malacha for me. Amir Ali Yisrael is mutter in the time of Tosefta Shabbos. So you ask, what's the difference between that? Well, I have an Isar malacha of Shabbos. I accept the Shabbos. He doesn't. I can ask him to do malacha for me. Why is that different than a Ben Chutz La'aretz in Eretz Yisrael is keeping 2 days, asking a Ben Eretz Yisrael to do malacha for him? He has an Isar malacha and he doesn't. So Ramesh and Shlomo Zalman both explain. That is because by this sif in Shulchan Aruch, Tosefes Shabbos, I hold not only that for me it's also do malacha, but I hold for you it's mutter. If you'd ask me, am I allowed to do malacha? Yes, you didn't accept Tosefes Shabbos. For you, I hold it's mutter for you to do malacha, so I can ask you to do it for me. However, in the situation of Ben Chutz La'aretz, who's in Eretz Yisrael, they both say, I have a sfeika de yoima. I have to conduct myself like I have a sfeika de yoima. So I'm not sure which day is Yom Tov. So how can I ask you to do malacha for me? I hold, I don't know which day it is. So you can't do it either, as far as I'm concerned. Because I have a sfeika de yoima. So therefore, I can't ask, for example, let's say a guy doesn't carry in the Erev over here. You can't ask someone else who does carry, they have to carry for you. Because I hold for you, it's usher. I hold for me, it's usher, for you, it's usher. If I don't open bottles on Shabbos, you can't ask someone else to open bottles. If you ask someone else to open bottles, thus has you hold it's mutter to open bottles, and that's why I'm asking you to do it. If I hold it's usher, I can't ask you to do it either, because I hold for you, it's usher too. So that's where Ramesh and Shlomo Zalman say, if I hold 2 days Yom Tov in Eretz Yisrael, I have a sfeika of the Yom, how can I ask you to do malacha for me?
So why don't you go on?
A goy is because I might come to do it myself, or I'm speaking about malacha and Shabbos. But for you it's not Yom Tov. So I believe those who are Mekel understand that no, it's the same as Shabbos. I don't have a true Sveika de Yoima, like the Rambam said. We don't have a Sveika de Yoima anymore. We don't have a Sveika de Yoima. We have a minute to preserve that which took place at the time of the Mekadesh HaChadesh HaPiriyah. So for me, I have to preserve that in Chutz La'aretz, or where the Shluchim didn't reach. You don't have to preserve that. So I can ask you to do Malacha for me, because for you it's Mutter. And I hold for you it's Mutter. Just like a person who accepts Tosefes Shabbos, that I hold for you it's mutter. However, those who are machmir understand, no, Yom Tov Sheni, which it seems to be how we pass in Shulchan Aruch, is a takana to treat it as a legitimate sveik of the yarmah. So just like I can't do malacha, I can't ask you to do malacha for me either.
All the days you can have to straight do malacha.
No, that's the shaila.
That's the whole question. No, but if for them it's time, if someone who's living there...
But if I hold Yom Tov Sheni means I have a takana, the takana of Yom Tov Sheni is treated like you have a sveik of the yarmah, I have a sveik of the yarmah, I can't ask you to do it. The Rambam holds, I don't have a sveik of the yarmah, but keep the minik. Then I can ask you to do it. But if I have a sveik of the yarmah, how can I ask you to do malacha? As far as I'm concerned, it's a safek Yom Tov. One last thing is, this might help us understand why the Rambam, or why some paiskim are more machmer when it comes to Yom Tov Sheni of Shavuos. There was a famous maisa that took place in the 1830s in Galicia of a woman, husband who was Oymed Lamos, was a geisis. Whatever, they didn't think he was going to make it past throughout Yom Tov. And it was Yom Tov Sheni of Shavuos, and his wife, they had no children, they never had children, and his wife, if he would die, would have to require chalitza from his brother, who was far away. It would be a big deal to travel there to go get chalitza. They weren't sure she was going to be able to go and travel to get chalitza, and if he would die, she'd be left in Aguna. So at that time, the Rav in the town was the nephew, I think, of... I think the nephew Huh?
Who's his grandson?
Grandson of the Noda Behuda, Eliezer Landau. So he arranged for a get to take place on Yom Tov Sheni in order to be matter the Aguna, because we have a Gemara that tells us in Masechta Tzibeah that you're allowed to be bury a mace on Yom Tov Sheni mishum kavod abrius. So he held if you're allowed to bury a mace on Yom Tov Sheni kavod abrius, we should also allow a get to be written in order on Yom Tov Sheni in order to save this woman from being an Aguna. That was his cheshbon. Then I think they did it. I think he allowed it. So Shlomo Kluger, who was a contemporary of his, disagreed in his Tshuvas, and he held that he did wrong. He was not supposed to, not allowed to write a get on Yom Tov Sheni, and he held that it was different than burying Mesim on Yom Tov Sheni, which we allow Mishum Kavod Abrius. He held this case was different, all different arguments back and forth. But he wanted to make sure, so he sent a Shaila to the Gadol Ador at the time, who was Chassam Sofer. So the Chassam Sofer writes back in the Tshuva that he agreed with Shlomo Kluger that they should not have written the get on Yom Tov Sheni. And he writes, and in particular on Yom Tov Sheni of Shavuos, definitely not. Why? Because Yom Tov Sheni of Shavuos is more chomer. Because he says every other Yom Tov Sheni was a real Sveik of the Yoma. We don't know which day is Yom Tov, was it this day, was it that day. Yom Tov Sheni of Shavuos is always 50 days from the second day of Pesach. That's why Brisker Rav says in Chumash, Yom Tov Shavuos is described differently than the other Yomim Tovim. Shavuos in Parshas Emor says Be'etzem Krosem Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh Mikra Kodesh. On that very day, it's called you should call it Yom Tov. So the Brisker Rav says because they never had a suffix when Shavuos was. Shavuos was always 50 days, second day Pesach. So that's why it's called Be'etzem Hayom Hazeh. And in fact, the Rambam writes as well that that's why Yom Tov Sheni of Shavuos never was a Sveik of the Yoma. He writes, "Kadesh shalom la'achlek b'moyado." He says, "Kinu chachomim shekol mokam wherever they didn't get to in Tishrei Nisan should keep 2 days by Shavuos." But they never had a sveik of the yoma, even when they were makadosh achaydish alpiriyah. They never had a sveik of the yoma. So the Chassam Sofer was machmer even more on Yom Tov Sheni of Shavuos. Definitely not, because it's not even a suffik at all. You don't have some of the kulas of Yom Tov Sheni. It was never a suffik Yom Tov. But that was a takana kavua. Because even at the time of Makash Chodesh Alpiriya, it wasn't a Safi Yamtiv. But I believe Rabbi Elazar Landau, perhaps, he was functioning based on the understanding, Yamtiv Sheni itself is a Takana treated like it's a Safi Yamtiv. It doesn't matter what happened when they were Makash Chodesh Alpiriya. When Makash Chodesh Alpiriya, Yamtiv Sheni of Shavuos was never a Safi Yamtiv. So what? What happened when they were Makadosh HaChadosh Al-Piriyah? Yom Tov Sheni is not just to preserve, that's the opinion of the Rambam, but if the Ran and others disagree, it's not just to preserve what took place at the time of the Makadosh HaChadosh Al-Piriyah. Then I can understand Yom Tov Sheni of Shavuos is more chomer because it was never a suffix. It was always 50 days from the second day Pesach. But if Yom Tov Sheni is a new takana, treat it, conduct yourself like you have a Sveik of the Yom, even though we don't, Shavuos is perhaps included with the other Yom Tovim. It shouldn't be any different than the other Yom Tovim, any other Yom Tov Sheni, yeah.
No, I just want to know if
they
get
what they
get
according to Chassam Sofer. According to me, you read it, you wrote it, be Isan. Yeah, I
don't know.
Bisman Hariya, there was.
No, not to change Shus anyway.
But the Rambam says that they Kadesh Lalachli B'mayadas. Later, maybe that was later. Yeah, I don't know. Good question. Okay, Shkai Rabbis, I wish you all a good Yom Tov. Those who travel to Eretz Yisrael, taste from the Shalom.
Flying back on the 8th day. This is going to be land-based, right? Flying back on the 8th day. Can you do that?